Hi there, this is J.R. Reitinger. You know, I'm so glad that you decided to listen to this tape. In fact, I want to congratulate you, because on this tape, you will learn one of the most important keys to building the business. It truly is a system that duplicates success. The technique on this tape is the only shortcut to success that I know of. And on this tape, I'm going to talk about using meetings and events to build the business by selling tickets. So let's dive right into it. You know, the first component of the basic five fundamentals of success is the development of the right attitude and knowledge. That's right, attitude and knowledge. Now, how does someone develop the right attitude and acquire the necessary knowledge, which results in the belief and confidence to be successful in the business? Well, it's done by plugging into the unfranchise system and meeting system. Now, under the unfranchise system, we have a certified training program of required trainings that one must take as they grow in the business in order to advance in the Management Performance Compensation Plan, or the MPCP. Now, regardless of the geographical location or activity in the business, each distributor or unfranchise owner must attend these required trainings, and the upline has a management responsibility to provide them, to make sure that each person that they sponsor or each person in their downline can attend these trainings, even if someone upline has to conduct the training individually. But as an organization begins to develop and grow, there's a need for ongoing training, as well as marketing support, market support, motivation, and a way to foster credibility and belief for new distributors and prospects. This generally happens in geographical pockets or areas where distributors are building the business. And this is why, under the unfranchise system, we have a system of ongoing meetings geographically with the NMTSS, or National Meeting Training and Seminar System. Now, it starts with showing the plan and then doing trial runs, or the ABC pattern, where we are working from house to house to show the plan and to build the business. As a result, there are many one-on-ones and two-on-ones and little kitchen table presentations or small house meetings going on. This is where most prospects get their first look at the business. And usually, they're a little confused the first time they see it. In fact, most people need to see the program at least two or three times before the light bulb goes off and before they begin to understand it. Most of the time, the opportunity is shown informally by someone relatively inexperienced, just sharing the plan. And that's the way it should be. But it's important for the new prospect to see it again and to see it presented by a professional, by a real pro. And that's why we have second looks. This is where a team of professionals put on a professional presentation with a full product display. This affords everyone showing the plan an opportunity to bring their prospects back to the formal presentation to see it presented again. It also ensures that there's proper duplication because the prospects gets to see a full presentation done correctly by an experienced pro. That's also why everyone across the country uses the same basic presentation or format when showing the MPCP an opportunity. It enables a prospect to see it done correctly, to get their questions answered, and to see and touch and feel all the products, and most importantly, to meet other successful unfranchised owners in the area. Now, this establishes instant credibility and belief. And without establishing credibility and belief, you're not going to sponsor many good people. So it's a vital step. Now, when someone has first seen the marketing plan, they're really at the height of their interest and excitement and curiosity. They have questions and they want to know how to do it. How does this thing work? How do I make it happen? And they need enough knowledge to understand that it can work for them. They not only need the fundamental knowledge in order to understand how the business will work, but they need to develop some belief in the program, the system, the company, the products, and the organization or line of sponsorship. They want to believe when they first see it. They really do want to believe, but it just seems too good to be true. So they want to believe when they first see it, but they really don't know how to believe. You know, we're taught to be skeptical our whole lives, and we really don't know how to believe. We're not taught how to look at something and say, hey, this is good, and automatically believe in it. We're taught more to doubt and to be skeptical. Now, if you're going to work with them, they have to have the right attitude and knowledge. And we have to get them to the point where they believe in the business. And if they're going to be worth your while, they need to develop some belief and confidence. And the way this happens is by getting them to a seminar in the NMTSS as soon as possible. You need an insurance policy that this will actually happen, that they'll get the right attitude and knowledge, that they'll get the belief and the confidence, so that you're not wasting your time. That's why we have to get them to a meeting. Why run all over the place trying to get them going when they're never going to get the fundamental knowledge and attitude and belief that's necessary to be successful? You're just spinning your wheels. So it's your responsibility to sell them a ticket at the end of the opportunity meeting or second look. And this is done in what I call the meeting after the meeting. You know, the presentation is when the plan's being shown. The meeting actually begins when the marker is put down and the presentation is finished. Now, this is what follow-up is all about. You must sell them a ticket so that, first, they can get their questions answered. Secondly, so that they can get the belief. Third, so that they can develop the proper attitude. Fourth, so that they can learn what to do and how to do it. And finally, so they can get the knowledge necessary to succeed. It's absolutely the best thing you can do for them. There's nothing that's more important than this. And it's your insurance policy that you're not wasting your time. In fact, you can accomplish a whole month's work in a single day by getting them to the local seminar, or district rally, or regional convention, or next event. So what I mean by this is that it would take you at least a month of meetings with them and working with them and following up with them to produce the belief and the knowledge that results from having them attend the monthly NMTSS seminar. So think about it. When a prospect first sees the plan, they're usually at the height of their interest and curiosity. And when they leave the meeting, they immediately begin forgetting. Usually someone they mention it to says something that's less than encouraging, and they don't have much to fight back with because they only remember about 10% of what they saw. So the day of the seminar, which by now they desperately need to attend if the 2 to 3 year plan is to become a reality for them, they end up making an excuse and not attending. This is why it's so important for you to sell them a ticket at the end of the meeting when they're excited, interested, and curious. Now, if a new person has a ticket burning a hole in their pocket that they have already paid for, they come to the meeting rather than making it an excuse a week or two later. They come and they don't forget about it, or they don't make a lame excuse. Now, think about how hard you work to convince them, train them, and to get them to believe. You know, and this is done over a period of several weeks. So you're really putting a lot of energy in bringing this person around. You accomplished it all by simply selling them a ticket and getting them to the seminar. It's a much simpler way of accomplishing the result that we want. Don't ever give the ticket away, because free has no value. And what you set in motion carries in motion. But you accomplish it all by selling them a ticket and getting them to the monthly seminar. And now that you've sold them a ticket, now they have a ticket to sell to their prospect at the next meeting in the ABC pattern. In other words, they can always take their ticket or their significant other's ticket and their own ticket and sell it to a prospect to get them there and then buy two more tickets. But you can't sell a ticket that you don't have. They can always sell it and buy another one. You see, what you set in motion carries in motion. It duplicates. Now, here's an amazing fact, and listen to this carefully. You can't sell tickets if you don't have tickets. That's right. You have to have the ticket there at the meeting, which means you have to buy them in advance in order to be able to sell them at this critical point. You know, it's funny. Some people are so worried about $25 to $45 that they can't make $25,000 per month because they're so hung up on buying a ticket or two. Buy tickets to sell. It's a system that works. It becomes self-perpetuating. Now let me relate to you two personal stories I think that demonstrates the point here. 25 years ago, when I was just out of college, I went to Bermuda for a spring vacation with some of my college buddies. And when we returned, we had used up all of our money because we stayed for a few extra days. And we had to hitchhike home from the airport. And a Cadillac pulled over to give us a ride in the pouring rain. The whole way home, we were complaining about having to return back to work. And, geez, we were wishing that we could live that way, the way we did over the past week all the time. And the guy driving was very interested in what we were saying. He was listening very carefully and questioning us. And to make a long story short, he ended up being a large pen level and a giant network marketing company. And he challenged us and got our numbers. A week later, he came down and showed the plan. Now, none of us really understood it, but he convinced me to buy a ticket to a seminar over an hour and a half away. Well, a week passed, and when that Saturday came, all my friends were down at the beach chasing the girls. But I had this $10 ticket burning a hole in my pocket, which was really a lot of money back then, especially to me at the juncture in life that I was at. Well, I ended up driving an hour and a half to LaGuardia Airport Holiday Inn, and I went to that seminar, and I saw the light. Something happened. A billionth of a volt went off for me. And as a result, I ended up getting in, and I got started the right way. Now, I often think, what would have happened if he had not sold me that ticket? You know, I wouldn't even be here today, and neither would Market America. Consequently, I often wonder, how many times does someone who could have been a great star in the business affecting thousands of lives not get in because someone didn't sell them a ticket and expose them to the right influences and information so that the light bulb went off, so that they got it? How many potential directors and field vice presidents are lost because someone didn't sell the person a ticket? Now, my second story follows this experience about 3 months later. 3 months later, after having gone to that seminar, I was really excited and wanted to succeed. And I wanted to meet the chief honcho, the big guy, the really successful guy way upline who was what they called a diamond. And I was hopeful of getting some mentoring and working with someone who was very successful because that could increase my chances of being successful. In order to get an audience, though, it took weeks, and I had to jump through several hoops. Finally, I got an appointment at 2 a.m. in the morning after I had to do a meeting. You couldn't go see him unless you did a meeting. And then I drove for 2 hours. I finally got there, and I entered this impressive estate. And when I sat down with him, this great leader asked me a question. JR, what's your goal? Well, I told him that I wanted to break off 3 directs in 90 days. That was quite a feat back then. And he smiled and chuckled and said, well, look, Jim, you don't need to try to impress me. Why don't you just say, well, you're going to hit 1,500 or 4,000. That's reachable. Do you realize that it would take putting 300 people in the business to hit that goal? Now, I don't want you to set a goal that you won't make a commitment to reach. Then you won't be able to face yourself or me, and you'll disappear. And I want to see you make it. And he was very sincere. But I argued, no, no, you don't understand. I'm going to set records. Look at my schedule book. I'm all booked up. I'm going to tear it up. He said, really? Well, how are you going to put 300 people in 90 days? Are they going to believe? Are they going to listen to you? Are they going to believe you? Okay. How are you going to get them to believe? How are you going to get them to duplicate fast enough to multiply into 300 people? Jim, why don't you just go for $4,000 volume or just maybe even direct? That's at the outer limits. You don't have to impress me. I don't want you to set a goal that you can't reach. And I replied, no, I'm going to do it. Just tell me what I have to do. He said, well, probably have to get them to the seminar right away so that they see the light. As young as you are, and some people won't believe you and others won't listen, why don't you just go for 1,500? You don't need to try to impress me. Be honest with yourself. No, I'm doing it. I'll get the 300 people to the meeting. Well, he answered, well, How are you going to do that without selling them a ticket? You know, you need 300 tickets if you're really going to do it. You see, that's a commitment you don't want to make. And I don't want you to do that and then not be able to face yourself or to face me and then quit. Why don't you just set a more realistic goal like 1,500, 4,000, or even direct? No, I'll do it, I replied. You know, by God, I'll do it. I guess at that point I thought he would give me the tickets on consignment and I could go out and move them. But he took them out and he began counting 300 tickets out. At $10 a piece, he told me that'd be $3,000. Now, he saw my hesitation and, again, tried to talk me out of it and told me that there was no reason to try to impress anyone. Well, I got my checkbook out and I wrote out the check. And I might add that I didn't have the money and I sweated through two pairs of underwear on the way home. But by the time I arrived home, it was about 7 a.m. and I stopped by the first guy who I had sponsored a house. His name was Joe Cavici, and he opened the door and I was all excited and started to babble and tell him about my great adventure and getting to meet the chief honcho. I said, Joe, I'm going to break three directs off within 90 days. I'm going to make it happen. Man, I'm going to be making a lot of money. What's your goal? He said, well, you're not going to pass me by. I'm going direct. I said, but Joe, how are you going to do that? That would take 100 people. How are you going to get them in and duplicate so fast? Why don't you just say 1,500? You see, you don't need to impress me. Be honest with yourself. I don't want you to set a goal that you won't be able to reach because you can't keep and make the necessary commitment. Joe said, oh, no. If you can do it, I can do it. You're not going to get that far ahead of me. I've got loads of prospects. Look at my list. And, man, I got meetings already set up. Joe, we're young and wet behind the ears. How are we going to get anybody to listen to us? Who's going to believe you? You'd have to get them to the seminar. Joe said, well, by golly, I'll do it. Come on, Joe. Why not just say 1,500? You don't need to impress me. She said, I want you to be able to face yourself. I want you here for the long haul with me. I want you to be successful with me. That would require over 100 tickets. Joe said, well, I'll get them. So I said, well, I just happen to have the tickets here, and I began counting them out. That'll be $1,000. And as I saw his hesitation, I said, hey, Joe, why don't you just set a goal for 1,500 and just get 15 tickets? No, I'm going to do it, he said. And he wrote out the check. As I walked away, I went, whew, boy, got rid of 100, only 200 more to go. And, of course, then he went out to his first two people and sold them 25 to 50 tickets each. And to make a long story short, we had over 200 people at the next seminar. And I set some growth records back then. Even though we were young and inexperienced and our group was young and wet behind the ears, I broke three directs off and we did some amazing things. So why and how did we do it? Because we started people out right. We instilled the belief and the confidence by getting them to the meeting. And we duplicated perfectly, and we got everyone using the meeting system. We developed a disciplined approach in the group. And even though we should have never made it, we beat the odds by using the meeting system and instilling that belief and creating perfect duplication. And what we set in motion, carried in motion. So before I go into how to sell tickets and the system for moving tickets into your group to build up a meeting system as part of the NMTSS, I think it's necessary to understand why it is important and why it is necessary. If you're going to sell tickets, you need to understand the logic behind doing it. If you understand the logic, then you're standing on solid ground. You can stand on your own 2 feet and really believe in this. First of all, who should go to the NMTSS meetings, such as locals, districts, and regionals, as well as leadership schools and the international convention? And why should they go? Well, first, all emerging leaders should go. Why? Well, because this is how you become a leader. You have to lead by example. Also, a leader must know the business in order to teach it, and they must be there in order to be on the cutting edge of what's happening. And they need to know all the new developments. Otherwise, how can they be a leader? That only happens by being at all the events. Equally important is an emerging leader needs to be there for their group. I mean, their new people and existing group won't attend if their leader isn't going to attend. It's just that simple. You can't expect your people to attend if you're not attending. So how can someone become a leader? How can they emerge as a leader without being at every event? Secondly, stable distributors should be there. All stable distributors. This is how stable distributors stay plugged into the system. When someone's not go now at the moment because they're just not ready to recruit, build, and do the basic five, you cannot spend a lot of time with them personally. I mean, if you do that, your timing will become dependent on their timing, and you'll reduce the quality of your time. And because your timing's becoming dependent on their timing, and they're not ready to go, you end up not making it. Now, stable's a stage that people go through. There's nothing derogatory meant about being stable. There's nothing wrong with being stable. In fact, stable distributors are really the backbone of Market America. These are people who love the products. You know, they have some customers, they come to meetings, and every once in a while they invite someone to a meeting or sponsor someone. But they're not tearing it up, and they're not actively really building. But when timing's right, and when something happens to wake them up, well, they'll get going again. They'll be go now again. And you can't run around all over the countryside constantly visiting with these stable people. And you can't constantly be pumping all these people up, or you'll never grow. You'll never have any time to do anything else. So we simply plug them into the system by selling them tickets and make sure that they all come to the meeting once a month. And you get to see everyone on the same day. If anyone's really ready to go now again, or he has a hot prospect, then you can book a meeting, you know, with them and get the process and the ABC pattern started again. But this keeps them current and up to date on everything in the business, and it keeps them motivated, and it recharges their batteries and their belief. And most important, it keeps them in until they're ready to go now and build again. Meanwhile, you're actively working with your new go-nows or your existing go-nows. And the third type of person that has to come is all hot prospects. Now, these people have a lot of questions. They need to have some basic knowledge in order to believe. And they need to learn how to build the business. They gain confidence through knowledge. And they need to be exposed to other successful people in the business in order to strengthen their belief. And then, you know, we really do strengthen our belief through meeting other people who are successful. And in the beginning of developing the right attitude and knowledge, which is number one of the basic five, the best way to get on track is to attend a seminar. We're really in a business of keeping people in the business until they see the light. And what's going to get them to see the light more than going to a seminar and learning from top experts in the business and being around a lot of other excited, successful, unfranchised owners? So if you don't sell tickets and get everyone committed to come to the seminars so they attend the meetings, it just won't happen for you. The business isn't going to happen for you. Success is not going to happen. You won't succeed. If you don't believe in the need for meetings, you'll be fighting an uphill battle all the way. You'll have to work much harder and build it all yourself. So we need to focus on selling tickets in advance. That's a key to working smarter rather than harder. So what's the philosophy behind selling tickets? Well, it begins with understanding that the meetings are the reality of the business. The meetings are the business. We are the reality of what we teach in the plan. The people at the meetings are the tangible reality of the business. Collectively, you and your organization, along with other organizations, are the national meeting and seminar system. People don't have a building. They don't have a factory. They don't have a store. They don't have a shop when they enter this business. People in the business don't punch a time clock. So you see, the meetings are the tangible reality of the business. The meetings are the business. Okay? So every distributor must be a proponent of what we're teaching. If they don't come to the meetings, they really aren't even in the business. And if they aren't building the meeting system up, it'll be not only difficult to succeed, but they really don't even have a business, because the business is all about the meetings. Now, There's no requirement to do this. And it's no problem if you don't want to sell tickets. But don't expect to grow and duplicate. And duplication of the basic five is the key to success in the business. To do that, you must have an organization to support the meeting system. You must follow the blueprint to success, and it's taught and duplicated at every seminar over and over and over again until the group is programmed and it becomes automatic. If you don't have 2 to 4 people there from each of your groups, how are you going to duplicate? It's just common sense. So every time I show the plan, one of my first objectives is to sell them a ticket and to get them committed to go to the seminar. See, I want them exposed to the right stuff. I want them to believe. I want them to get the knowledge necessary to get off to the right start and to experience some success. The faster they experience some success, the stronger they're going to be and the more momentum they'll have. I want an insurance policy that I'm not wasting my time and that what I set in motion will carry in motion. So at the meeting, which is after the presentation, when I follow up, I always want to accomplish 4 things. Number 1, I want to book a follow-up meeting or a trial run in their location or their house. Number 2, I want to set an appointment to bring them to a second look. And I said bring them to the second look with me. And number 3, I want to leave them some materials and information to review. And 4th, and finally, and most importantly, I want to sell them a seminar or event ticket. You see, I'm not so concerned about getting them in or signing them up or doing the paperwork or getting their check. I don't want their check. I want them to earn checks. I want them to want to do the business. I want them to believe, and I want them to have some confidence. And nothing will do that better than getting them to a seminar. So I focus totally on selling them a ticket. That's the only commitment that I need, and the rest will happen automatically. Now, let me give you 2 examples of what I say in the meeting after the meeting in order to sell them a ticket and get them committed to attending the meeting. For instance, maybe it's John and Mary, and I say, you know, John and Mary, if you want to make $100,000 to $300,000 a year, you have to know what to do. Now, I'll work with you, and we can make it work. I know what to do, but if I'm going to work with you, you need to get trained, and you need to get your questions answered. And if you're not going to learn what to do, it's really no use me working with you. Besides, I want you to meet the people you'll be working with, and I'll introduce you to them. Now, in any other business, you need training. And if it were insurance, real estate, or management, you'd have to pay $500 to $1,500 for a seminar and training. But because we're all in business together, we share the cost of bringing in the top experts to tell all their secrets and to train us. So it only costs $35. And the first thing I want you to do is to come to the seminar. And then I tell them about the speaker and the people that I'm going to be introducing them to and all the fun that they'll have. And you know, what a great time we have. And I tell them, I have your tickets here, and they're only $35, so you can write me a check. Now, if they won't buy the ticket right then, I don't give up on them. I'll bring them to the second look and introduce them to some other people who I've also asked to talk about the seminar, and I ask them to talk about the speaker and to give their own personal testimonial. And the enthusiasm is contagious, and I usually end up selling them a ticket at the second look. But if they won't come after a few tries, well, I know it won't work. So why are you working with somebody that it's not going to work with? Do you like wasting your time? I hope not. So if they don't buy a seminar ticket, I'm not going to go any further. Now, here's another example of what I might do or say at the end of the meeting. After I book the follow-up meeting and explain how the trial run will work, I explain that we have this down to science. And if they're coachable and cooperate, they should be an executive coordinator and in position to earn $2,100 a week within the next 90 days or so. But in order to earn it, I have to turn the organization over to them to manage. Otherwise, they can't collect those checks. So in order for them to do that, they have to get their questions answered and know what to do. And in anything that you can make 6 figures, you need some professional training. And even if it was real estate, insurance, securities, or property management, you'd have to go to school and get licensed. And, you know, normally that would cost thousands of dollars. And even to be a TV technician, you'd have to go to school, tech school, and get a certificate or get certified, and that would cost thousands of dollars. Well, what we do as an association of entrepreneurs, we share the cost. We bring in the top experts and trainers, and it only costs $35 per person. You know, and that figure might be 45 or 65, whatever the type of event it is will determine the amount. But you get all your questions answered, and I know there's a lot of questions running around in your head right now. Plus, you learn how to run and manage an organization. Now, this month we have Keith and Kim Doyle, you know, coming in, and they're powerful. Let me tell you their story. And then I would elaborate on their background and their success story, and I would sell the speaker. And also, you're going to get to meet other successful unfranchise owners. And, you know, I'm tied right in with all these people and know them. And I'll introduce you personally to them. And I promise you, you won't be disappointed. If nothing else, you're going to make a lot of great new friends. So the one thing that I do want you to do is to come to this seminar. And it's next Saturday, and I have your ticket right here. It's only $35, and really, if you're not going to go and learn what to do and how to run an organization, plus get your questions answered, there really doesn't make much sense in doing the trial run, because you won't be able to earn the checks anyway after we make it work and build it. So you can write me a check for these tickets. And it's just that simple. So by doing this, at the end of each meeting, I teach people how to sell tickets. And as I go through the trial run process and into the ABC pattern, I do the same thing for each person at their meeting, and I sell the tickets. And I get the sponsoring upline distributors on the team to hold the tickets and collect the money. And I tell the prospects to write him the check. Then he or she pays me afterwards. And that way, they think that they sold the tickets because they handled the transaction, even though I did the talking. By the time I'm on the C level, I get A to have five tickets on hand. The A person have five tickets on hand for his people's meetings. And he's seen the tickets move all the time anyway, so he's not hesitant in doing it. And I tell them not to worry. If the tickets don't move, I'll move them elsewhere. And I teach A and B to give the tickets to C to hold. And when I tell them to, collect the check and then pay A or B afterwards. And by doing this, over and over again, A, B, and C learn how to sell tickets, and they're very confident in doing it. It's just as natural as can be. So by doing this, I duplicate selling tickets at the opportunity meetings and the second looks. And I program this throughout the entire organization. And by doing it for them and with them, they learn how to do it and how to duplicate it. But you cannot sell tickets that you do not have. So they learn that they need to have the tickets on hand, and I expect them to have them on hand. In fact, if I'm personally working down their organization and investing my time, I require them to have them on hand. After all, I'm going to be the one doing the talking and selling them. They better have them. Now, because this practice is duplicated in an organization as we build it through the ABC pattern, everyone's going to the monthly seminars or event. It's just the way it is. And because the system results in everyone being at the monthly meetings, you can accomplish a whole month's worth of work in a single day. This is very important to understand. By selling tickets and getting everyone to the monthly seminar, you accomplish a whole month's work in a single day. Think about what it really accomplishes. First, all the leaders and go-now distributors or UFOs need to recharge their batteries. I mean, they've been putting out all month long and have been overcoming daily challenges. Their batteries are run down by then, and they really need to recharge those batteries, and that's exactly what the meeting does. It refreshes them, and it gives them a boost, and it gets them remotivated and refocused to go out and build again. Secondly, all of your stable distributors have tickets and are plugged in to keep them going. See, you get to see everyone the day of the meeting at one time rather than have to run around all over the place and seeing them individually trying to pump them up. So you get to see everyone again. And thirdly, you do more to convince and train new distributors in a day than you could in a month by yourself. Let the seminar do your work for you. And finally, people need to hear the fundamentals of the business 7 times, 7 different ways from 7 different people before they really get it. They identify with different people sometimes, and suddenly it clicks and they get it. I don't really care who they got it from. I just want them to get it. So everyone in your group needs tickets for the next event at the end of this event. So at the end of each event, okay, I have a little strategy. I tell people right from the stage, right from the front of the room, look, if you're in, are you committed to coming to the next event, to the next meeting? I mean, this is the reality of the business right here. If you don't have 2 tickets, you're not really in. Plus, you can always sell the ticket that you have on hand to somebody else and get them to come and then buy another one. So if you're going executive coordinator or trying to hit the next pin level, you really need 5 tickets. How many of you are going to go executive coordinator? And how are you going to do that without getting your people to believe in and to be trained? And how are you going to sell them tickets if you don't have the tickets? So you see, it really comes down to having those tickets. Remember, the individual who succeeds simply did what the individual who failed did not do. And then I would have people go out the 2 doors. One door is the door for people who have tickets, and other door is the door that people don't have tickets and need to buy them. And I would set up 5 stations so they could get through the door very quickly with people manning the ticket table. And I would stand by the door where people didn't need to buy tickets, and I would ask to see their tickets. And they didn't have them. I'd say, oh, look, you know, this, just be honest with yourself. You're not ready to do this right now. I mean, stay in and tie a knot at the end of the rope. But you just have to understand, it's not that the business isn't working. It's that you're not really ready to, you know, to work it and do what's necessary. And you got to be honest with people. And that way they don't blame it on the business. Now, this brings me to the concept of the staircase to success by building from event to event. We actually climb a staircase to success by building from event to event. Building the business is really like climbing a staircase to success, if you can visualize this. We build from event to event, and each major event is a step we reach for, and we firmly plant our feet upon that next step or that next event. We're then able to reach for the next step. And the higher we go, the more successful we become. On a personal level, we're out doing one-on-ones or two-on-one meetings, and we're focusing on getting people to the next event at the second look meetings. The second looks reinforce what you showed them. It adds credibility and believability, and this is the beginning foundation of the NMTSS meeting system. They get to see a professional presentation and an impressive product display, and they get to meet and see other successful distributors. And we always personally bring, not invite, bring 2 people to the second look meetings. That means you have them in your car with you. We always bring 2 people to the second look meetings and that comes actually from the ABC pattern meetings that we were holding in people's houses. They don't always have to be personally sponsored people, but I'm going to assign everybody to bring at least 2 people that were at those meetings. Then we go out and we do two-on-ones or home meetings, you know, for the people that come to the second looks by booking meetings in their homes. And in turn, they bring people to the second look. It's as simple as climbing a stairway. Once we have them at a second look, we always sell them a ticket to the next seminar. And we have local seminars because it's the next step and doesn't require a new distributor to travel a great distance. Here we begin the development of the right attitude and knowledge, which is the first principle of the Basic 5. And if you have seminar tickets, you'll sell them right at your two-on-ones or home meetings and second look meetings. But you can't sell a ticket that you don't have. So the first step is to get advanced tickets for yourself to sell at the meetings. Now, once we get new distributors to the local seminar, we sell them tickets to the district or regional seminars, which are a much more powerful event, an event of greater magnitude. And here, they get to meet top-level distributors and experts. It's also a demonstration of greater success. Now, this may require traveling to the next state for the day. But again, we're building from event to event and moving the new distributor up the staircase of success one step at a time, one event at a time. The next step is for them, you know, to go to leadership school or the international convention. We have 2 major national events each year, in between these major events, we go out then and recruit, train, and retain by getting people to the local events. Then we simply channel it all into the national events twice a year. The local events build the interest and belief necessary to get people to the national events. And when they go to the national events, they reach a new level of understanding and knowledge and belief and commitment. They leave enlightened, inspired, confident. And when this happens, you've duplicated leadership. And isn't that what the business is really all about? So in between national events, we focus on local growth using the system and plugging people into the second look meetings, the basic five seminars and the local seminars, the district rallies and the regional conventions. There's only one seminar or event to promote or sell each month. And getting everyone to attend by selling tickets is the next step on the stairway to success. Then we get everyone to the national events. We set goals from national events to national events to get as many distributors as possible to attend by selling a set number of tickets. Now the key is getting people to commit to going by purchasing an advance ticket. The more people you get there, the more knowledge, belief, leadership, and confidence will be duplicated into your group. Most importantly, the more leaders and go-now distributors you create, the more explosive your growth. And there's no better way to create go-now distributors and leaders and unfranchise owners than getting people to the events and then to the conventions. The three goals at the end of every national event that should be set in someone's mind is, number one, to achieve the President's Challenge, which ensures that you're doing the things necessary to grow to the next level. And it also ensures that you're in tune with the master plan and working with the force of the company's momentum, because you're right on board with what the company is doing to grow to the next level. Secondly, you should set a goal for a certain number of people to the International Convention or the Leadership School. Commit yourself and your group to this goal by purchasing the tickets in advance and moving them into your group. And thirdly, you should set a goal to achieve a new pen level. Lead by example. Set the pace for others to follow and be on stage at the next event. So you see, by doing these three things, how they feed into building from event to event, by the time you reach the international convention, you've hit a new pen level. You set these goals and you simply plug into the system and work as hard as you can at mastering the basic five. And this means using the local events in the NMTSS, recruiting and retailing and selling tickets. And by the time you reach the international convention, you're a bit worn out, but you're excited. And you have leaders who are coming and bringing their group. You've achieved the President's Challenge. You've reached a new pen level, and you'll be on stage. You and everyone else recharges their batteries at the convention. You get inspired, refocused, and soak up all the positive, as well as seeing your group do the same. We refresh ourselves at the convention or at the leadership school with new developments and new releases, which give us new things to grow with. And our groups leave on fire, man. They're excited. And we're recharged, ready to keep growing and move into the next level by the next major event. So you're ready to make another major growth step again. It gets easier and easier as you pick up momentum. Right now, you need to begin planning for the international convention or the leadership school, whichever the next major national event is. And are you going to achieve the President's Challenge? You need to make up your mind right now that you're going to do it. You'll have no problem reaching it if you set a goal early enough. What do you have to accomplish, in order to do it? They're just minor things, just doing what you should do anyway. I think when we began teaching building from event to event, it's important to understand the reasons to attend these events. There's really, I believe, 10 reasons to attend NMTSS monthly events and the conventions and leadership schools. So why are the events and conventions and Market America events so critical to success in this business? In order for you to better communicate why you need to be at these things to your people, I think you need to learn these 10 reasons. The first is belief. The whole first month of the business, you work very, very hard to get a new prospect going. You hold meetings for them, you follow up, you call them, you give them literature and tapes, you drink coffee with them, you write them notes and letters. I mean, you spend a lot of time and money getting them going. And what is it that you're really trying to accomplish with them? Well, if you think about it for a moment, you're really just simply trying to get them to believe. Isn't that it? You're trying to get them to believe. And once they believe, everything else will fall into place. They'll do whatever it takes to grow without you having to push them. You see, we're really in a business of keeping people in the business until they see the light. Okay? What better way to do this? What better way is there to get them to believe than to get them to an event or the convention? It's the most important thing you can do with a new person. Get them there at all costs. Whatever it takes to persuade them. You accomplish a whole month's work when you get them to the event. And when you go to the convention, you accomplish a whole year's work in a single weekend because of how it affects the people and how it causes them to grow. Well, the second thing is attitude. It recharges people's batteries. It develops the right attitude. It's a constant struggle and challenge for you and your people to keep the proper mental attitude. We are constantly confronted with challenges in the business. Like the athlete has to constantly condition his or her body if they're going to compete successfully, you have to constantly condition your attitude in the business if you're going to be successful. You're like a battery in the business. You're constantly giving off power and energy to others. No matter how strong you are, how powerful you are, eventually your battery becomes drained. No longer can you charge people up because your battery is dead. Now, conventions are like a generator to recharge your battery. Actually, going to a convention is like getting a new battery. Going to a monthly event is like recharging your battery. You have to plug in. And from time to time, I feel like a recipe book of solutions to technical problems people have in the business. I've learned that the solution to all challenges and technical problems is attitude. If their attitude is right, the solution always becomes apparent. So by getting people to go to the events, you develop the right attitude. You cultivate the right attitude, and it eliminates the technical problems and challenges that they're having because they become solution-oriented. The third reason that we get people to events is knowledge. Everyone learns at the events and the conventions. Every person you have at an event or a convention is learning, and that results in duplication. In fact, it's a duplication machine. It's a duplication system. How else is everyone going to learn? You know, we cannot spend time with everyone every day and every week personally, and neither can you. That's why everyone has to be at the monthly events and the convention. And the convention acts as your staff of employees. The events or the conventions train your people for you. It does the work for you. When a person knows how to do it, they can see success. They can believe that they can be successful because they know what to do. Knowledge motivates people. You see, knowledge, more than any other single factor, creates confidence. And people need confidence to succeed. Now, the fourth reason is a person gets new realizations and insights by coming to the events. I believe a person has to hear something seven times, seven different ways from seven different people before they really grasp it and comprehend it to the point that it becomes part of them. Now, you can personally tell someone something about the business over and over again, but they don't really get it. They ask you, well, how come you never told me that? Well, you've been telling them for months, but they heard it this time, and the important thing is that they got it. I don't care who they heard it from that caused them to get it, at least they got it. So that's why we need people to come to the events. The fifth reason is association. Every expert on success will tell you that the fastest and best way to develop confidence and a success consciousness is to associate with other people who are succeeding. And without this type of supportive interaction and positive reinforcement, you and your people will have a mountain to climb, an uphill battle. People must identify and relate with other successful people. They learn to emulate their success habits. The positive attitude, confidence, and enthusiasm rubs off. The magnetism is transferred to you and your people. And isn't that what you want to have happen? That's why you have to get people to the event. That's why you have to sell tickets as an insurance policy that they'll be there. The sixth is it's social and it's fun. You see, for people to stay in the business, they must enjoy it and have fun. And the events are the social end of the business. Fellowship is an important part of any successful organization. Not only can you have fun, make friends, socialize, and go out to eat with your friends, but you can write it off on your taxes as a business expense, and it helps you grow and make money. So I think you can see by focusing on these 10 reasons to attend events and conventions, you can help people see why they have to be there. You know, finally, I'd like to talk with you a little bit about five success principles in relationship to getting people to the events and the conventions. And it really wraps this all up in a focused philosophy that leads to success in the business. You know, I attribute much of Market America's success to implementing fundamental systems like the Basic Five, the ABC pattern, selling tickets, and building from event to event. They're simple and duplicatable, and anyone can do them, and as a result, become what I like to call a hopeless success. And building from event to event is a fabulous concept and system when you duplicate it in your organization. It employs what I call the law of increasing returns and the principle of working smarter rather than harder. I'm able to accomplish more than what others who work much harder accomplish and without nearly the frustration. And it's because I build from event to event. You see, building from event to event is a solution to the most difficult obstacles that one will find in the business. It gets new people to believe. And don't we put a lot of energy and effort into that? It turns go-nows into leaders. It recharges everybody's batteries. And it turns stable and waiting distributors into go-nows again. And it trains every new group and simultaneously overcomes the individual's hang-ups, fears, and objections. And it all happens in one single stroke by getting people to the convention or to the monthly events. So a successful distributor will recruit like mad for 3 months or for all month long and then put their total focus into doing whatever it takes to getting people to the convention, the leadership school, or the NMTSS event in their region. Now, this is accomplished simply by focusing on getting people there, by having a concentrated, focused effort and selling everyone advance tickets. See, advance tickets creates the commitment to be there. It's like an insurance policy, and it causes people to focus on it. How important is maximizing your results and getting people to the convention? It's only the difference between working smarter rather than harder. It's only the difference between taking a quantum leap to the top and succeeding much more quickly rather than struggling for years. Let's look at five success principles as they relate to getting people to the convention or leadership school or NMTSS events by selling advance tickets. The first principle is duplicate a profitable action. Now, we must only duplicate a profitable action in order to multiply success. And failure to duplicate a profitable action prevents success. Obviously, those who have raced through pen levels and made big money have done so by selling advance tickets and by getting people to attend the conventions or NMTSS events. You hear the stories over and over again. You need only do the same thing to experience the same success. It works. Remember, though, failure to duplicate a profitable action prevents success, and you certainly don't want to do that. The second principle is that timing is everything. Nothing could be more true. Once the event is over, it's over. Once the convention is over, it's over. And you've lost the opportunity to get people there to use it to recruit. Another old adage that goes something like this: he who hesitates is lost. And you really are lost if you're not focused on doing this. You're not going anywhere. You see, you need to focus on this now. What you do now and how many tickets you and your leaders have purchased to sell will determine how many people you have there. And if you don't focus, and if you don't commit and act now, you will have lost the leverage of building from event to event. Now you have to work much harder to convince, train, and motivate your people. But if you miss out on using the convention or leadership school or the next major event, then you'll will have set yourself back several months and will have to work even harder to produce the results through your own efforts. You see, the convention and the local meetings and the regionals do your work for you. The third principle is that you cannot lead where you will not go, and you cannot teach what you do not know. Now, I love this saying because it's so very true. It says it all, and of course, it applies to you. What is equally important is that it applies to your downline and prospects as well. You need to use this concept and teach it to your leaders as well as your new distributors. How are you going to be successful without the necessary attitude and knowledge? How are your distributors and leaders going to teach others? I mean, where will they gain the belief and the confidence to become a success in the business? And how are they ever going to be leaders if they don't go to the convention or the leadership school? And certainly they can't be a leader in their local area. They're not at the local seminars. How are they going to lead their people if they're not there to lead them? What will their people do if the person that they're supposed to be following is not even there? You see, what you set in motion carries in motion. Now, the fourth principle is this. If you keep doing the same thing, you'll get the same result. I love that one. I'll say it again. If you keep doing the same thing, you'll keep getting the same result. Now, all you have to do is look at what the success stories of people like the Webbers, the Bowlings, the Kiefers, the Scholes, the Genders, the Doyles, the Manfredis, you know, the Hurleys. The list goes on and on and on. And scores of others who have made it to the top. They all resoundingly attribute their quick and lasting success to selling tickets and to getting people to the events and the conventions. It's unanimous. If you have not experienced the degree of success that you desire, it's time to wake up. Something has to change or you'll keep getting the same result. You need to be at the convention and commit your leaders as well as new go-now distributors to be there by purchasing advance tickets. And it's the same thing for the local events or the regional events or the district events. Now, do you get it? If it hasn't worked your way, then why not try my way? My way has worked for those who have done it. You see, people that are rising to the top do this. And if you're not doing it, you don't want to get the same result. You need to change and start doing it so you start hitting the pen levels. The fifth principle is simply that the difference between success and failure is simple. The individual who succeeds simply did what the individual who failed did not do. And those who succeed are at every event, and they're at the leadership school, and they're at the convention. Those who rise to the top have everyone in their group, plus prospects, okay, going to the local events, the regional events, the conventions, and the leadership schools. And those who succeed purchase advance tickets and sell advance tickets to their leaders. Now, this forces people to focus on the event because they're committed financially to getting people there. Successful unfranchise owners use the monthly events and the conventions and leadership schools to recruit. Now, are you doing these things? Remember how simple the difference between success and failure is. One does the necessary thing, and the other doesn't. But the neat thing is that the choice is yours. Now, in wrapping this up, okay, let's talk about a specific plan that can help you move more tickets into your organization and build up your meeting system. I mean, this really is your chance to make it happen. This is your chance to take a quantum leap forward simply by getting a record number of people in your organization to attend each event, as well as using the convention and the leadership school to build the business and to recruit. And this is your chance to work smarter rather than harder. So let me leave you with an action plan to maximize your results. First, set specific goals for ticket sales in each organization. How many tickets should your leaders have? Pay special attention to your weaker legs, because getting people to the events and those legs will produce the results that you need to hit new pen levels and to earn larger checks. And that's what it's all about. So think how exciting it'll be to have several people from your weaker legs at the event or at the convention or at the leadership school. I personally believe you should have at least 4 people from each new leg at each event. And that's going to solidify your business. Secondly, promote the meetings at every meeting. At all the second looks, local seminars, new distributor trainings, basic fives, district rallies, regional seminars, you should spend time on promoting the next event or the next convention or the next leadership school and teaching people not only why they have to be there, but also why they need to get prospects there. You see, incorporate testimonials. Have testimonials at every meeting between now and the next event or the next convention, the next leadership school. And then sell tickets on the spot. Have them build up the next speaker and tell stories about the speakers. Get prospects and new distributors committed while they're excited. And by the way, you can't sell tickets that you don't have. Also use audio tapes. There's several audio tapes that talk about the importance of being at conventions. Use this tape. Teaches them how to sell tickets, and it gets people to understand the importance of going to the events and the meetings and why they need to have tickets on hand. The more tapes you move in the group, the more people learn about this, the more they understand it, and the more duplication that you have. Then schedule counselings with people. This is such an important technique and activity that everybody needs to learn that it's worth scheduling counselings with all your key people and personally sponsored people. So book counselings with any distributors who are not going to the next event. Spend personal time with them. Have coffee, lunch, or dinner with them. Sell them on it. Persuade them. Teach them. Educate them. Do whatever it takes because it's the most important thing that you can do for them. They'll thank you later. Schedule meetings in all of your groups and focus on getting people to the next event, especially the conventions and leadership school. And book as many meetings as you can prior to the next major event. Have tickets with you on hand to sell, and I'm telling you, this is the highest and best use of your time. Once you've recruited people and are working the ABC pattern, you need to focus on getting them to the next event. Use voicemail, make challenges, broadcast testimonials, make a personal appeal and challenge to your group, and work on overcoming any objections. Turn the excuses that people make into the reasons why they should go. Do this by practicing with yourself. Give yourself a seminar. Sell yourself through them. As you're talking with them, talk through them to yourself, convincing yourself. Provide all the logic and reasons why they should be there and why they should get other people there and get excited about it. Be sincere with yourself. I mean, how can you be insincere with yourself? If you're sincere with yourself and honest with yourself and you're talking to yourself, they overhear it. Sincerity will dissolve any and all barriers. And if you convince yourself, you can convince them. When dealing with conventions and leadership school, work to make it affordable. Show people how they can pay for all or part of their trip to the convention or leadership school by selling product. Selling $400 per month for 3 months pays for a good part of it. I think it was Dennis Franks who wrote a fantastic article in the April 1998 Leader Line. You might want to go back and look that up, which shows people how they can earn their way to convention with VitaShield. And it can be done with any product. The truth, however, is that people can't afford not to be at the convention or leadership school. And by putting off other expenses or making some financial sacrifices or eliminating some luxuries to raise the money to be there, people are then in the position to earn many times the cost. And work to take away the travel excuse. Do this by making it convenient and affordable to get there. All it takes is teamwork and a little planning. You know, don't allow people's decision to go to the regional convention or the leadership school or convention get hung up on how they're going to get there. Arrange carpools, rent vans or motorhomes, and travel together while dividing the expense. Better yet, pull the leadership in your area together and charter a bus. You know, many groups have successfully done this in the past and have had fabulous results. And I'll tell you, what a ride to and from the convention or leadership school or regional convention. It's a wild time. And if you plan now, you could even charter a plane. Find out the cost, divide it up amongst the number of people you need to go. Find out how many are interested, get commitments, and then arrange the charter. You know, it's more realistic than you may think. Every leader should certainly research the best airline fares from cities in their region so that they can advise people on the best rates to help them get there. What it really comes down to is making it happen. If you understand how important this is and you use the techniques on this tape, you can make it happen. Simply by getting people to go to the events and get committed to go to the events and duplicating it in your group, you'll have a system and a machine that constantly creates more duplication, and the events do the work for you and the duplicating for you. It really comes down to working smarter rather than harder. And when you start working smarter, you're going to experience fabulous success in this business. So I'll see you at the next meeting. Make sure that you have your tickets and bring new people with you. I'll see you at the top.